sailed to Hallapur, anxious for sporting. A word of advice I will give unto ye. Proceed to Bantir to the athletic sporting, and hand in your name to the sports committee. But do not commence any part of your program till a carriage is seen coming over the hill, flying through the valleys and woods of Kilcorny, with our own darling sportsman, our bold Eddie Quill, for rambling or roaming, for football or courting, for emptying a ball sure as fast as you spill. In all your days roving, you'll find none so jovial as our muscly sportsman, our bold Eddie Quill. At the great hurling match between Cork and Tipperary, it was played in the park by the banks of the Lee. Our own darling hurlers, afraid of being beaten, they sent for Bald Teddy to Ballinagree. He hurled the ball right and left in their faces, showing the Tipperary boys' training and skill. If they touched on his line, sure he swore he would brain them, and the papers were filled with the praise of Tate Quill. For rambling or roaming, for football or courting, for emptying a ball sure as fast as you'd fill. In all your days roving, you'll find none so jovial as our muscly sportsman, our bold Teddy Quill. At the Cork exhibition there was a fair lady whose fortune exceeded a million or more. A bad constitution had ruined her completely, and medical treatment had failed o'er and o'er. Oh, mamma, says she, sure I know what will plague me, and will cure this disease which will certainly kill. Give over your doctors and medical treatment. I'd rather one walk out with foul Teddy Quill. For rambling or roaming, for football or courting, for emptying a ball sure as fast as you still. In all your days roving, you'll find them so jovial as our muscly sportsman, our foul Teddy Quill.